Thank you, Genevieve. And Gregor, if you'd like to rejoin us at the front here, we'll open this up to questions from all of you. For my part, I found these to be two papers that worked so beautifully together and have given us so much to think about. I couldn't help resisting wanting to go back in a time machine, not only to 1966 and to be at the Leo Castelli Gallery, but to also go back in a time machine and find John Cage and persuade him to perform his lecture on nothing in that environment. These were individuals who, as Genevieve mentioned, often collaborated and worked together. And I make that suggestion totally in jest, but at the same time, I think that what these two papers have done is to demonstrate the plenitude of terms and ideas that were in the air in the immediate post-war decades for thinking about issues of negation. And to my mind, there are some very important distinctions that can be drawn between, say, Cage's silence and Warhol's blankness. There's also that extraordinarily evocative term that Gregor showed us, a phrase that appeared in the letter that Rauschenberg wrote to Betty Parsons, where he talks about the plastic fullness of nothing. Such a beautiful phrase that he wrote, one among many in those letters. So to my mind, there are some distinctions that these two papers brought to the fore for us to think about in terms of the ways that different artists are deploying different ideas of blankness, emptiness, doubling, seriality, erasure. There's also many points of commonality. And just to point to a few, certainly the issue of collaboration that I think both of you talked about here, certainly that's at the heart of so much of what Warhol did in his factory. And in particular, with his work with Billy Kluver on the Silver Clouds project, and Gregor has pointed to or invited us to think about Rauschenberg's erasure not simply as an iconoclastic act, but to revisit that drawing, that act of erasure, and think about how we can see some resonance between Rauschenberg's and de Kooning's work, very deep resonances. One other issue that I will simply mention that I found so interesting across these two papers is the question of mediums and materiality. Gregor has invited us to think about the issue of the support of a drawing and in relationship to the arena or the action of painting that Harold Rosenberg wrote about so evocatively. Whereas Genevieve has invited us to think about not only the materiality out of which the Silver Clouds was made, but also the very evasive problem of helium and the frustrations it produced for Warhol and what he had to reckon with. So I think there is much to think about and much to talk about in these two papers. And at this point, let me simply open it up to you for questions. And Sarah, would it be best if we pass this around?